Welcome to Grey Matters, probably one of the more important podcasts and topics that we will discuss throughout this entire series. Ben Davis alongside Tracy Sylvester from Seasons Aged Care. Tracy, perhaps the forgotten people, the ones who seem invisible, and I'm talking carers. They go without a lot of credit, a lot of acknowledgement, and obviously without pay.
Absolutely, Ben, and I think that there's enough evidence around and enough research has been done on the significant issue that is caring in this country. Largely female, there are an increasing number of younger people who are taking on the role as carer for parents who have got some sort of illness. And if we had to pay those carers for all of the services that they provided to whoever they're caring for, then the country would go broke. So it is a very invisible, but it's really tough being a carer. Can you think about it? You're actually on duty effectively for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in some instances. There's no pay for that. There's no break. For some people, they can't leave the house because the person they're caring for has got such significant care needs that they can't be left alone. And it's a marathon. It can, that sort of role can go on for a really, really long time.
How do you be a great carer and not fall apart yourself?
I think it's a bit like everything. Don't think you can do everything yourself. And this is sort of harks back to a few of the other podcasts we've done around. Don't feel afraid to ask for help. There's actually quite a lot of assistance out there for carers. In fact, the government has invested quite a significant amount of money into carer support just in the last little while. And there's more carer resources and supports to come online very soon. So including counselling for carers, online tools for carers to actually support them a little bit better, help lines, etc., etc., etc. So all that's going to come forward. But I think it's important to realise you can't do it all yourself.
And that's important to know too, because we know that the sandwich generation is getting bigger and more prevalent.
Yeah, we're seeing increasingly numbers of people who perhaps delayed having children themselves until they're in their late 30s and early 40s. So they've got primary school children as well as ageing parents to look after. And that's creating a huge issue because those same people have still got their own careers. And it's really difficult because they're torn between their responsibilities to their kids, responsibilities to their mum and dad, and responsibilities to their careers. So there is a changing demographic around carers. A large majority of carers are still spouse carers, but there's an increasing number of those sort of 40s and 50s old age group looking after aging parents as well as their kids.
It's almost like those triple-decker sandwiches they used to make as a
That's
kid.
Right.
Your sandwich between kids, parents, and throw your career in there as well.
That's right. So. And particularly as we've had more women have careers as well. So women have been more active participants in the workplace in the last generation. We don't have that because historically it was those same women who stayed at home with their children and then they became the carer for their aging parents.
All right, let's nut it down to some practical things we can do to some not only support your loved one who needs the care, but support you as well.
First thing to do is if you're over that age 65, get onto My Aged Care and put up your hand and say help. And even if that's just as simple as having a day a week where you go shopping or you go out and do something that you like doing, because we all know the importance of maintaining social connectivity as we age, then that gives you a break away from that 24/7 role. It's also actually important for the person being cared for to have some social connectivity as well.
To see different faces,
absolutely,
different interaction.
Yeah. That's right. So there's all sorts of programs that people can go to. So you can either have people come to your house and stay with the person while you go out. They can go out to a respite program, so going out. There's all sorts of social programs set up specifically for people who have care needs to enable them to continue to socialise.
All right, my mum and dad or husband, wife has dementia. What are some of the things I need to consider here?
I think the thing with dementia, by and large, and it's a bit like any caring role, it's a marathon, it's not a sprint. So if you try and go at it at a million miles an hour right up front, you're going to burn out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And I think that it's a bit like any race. You know, you have to pace yourself. You can't be perfect all the time. Often a diagnosis of dementia can come as a bit of a surprise as well. You can be wandering along in life with your partner or your mother or your father or a beloved auntie and everything's going okay and all of a sudden you have a diagnosis of dementia. Be kind to yourself so that you can actually be kind to the person that you're caring for. Acknowledge that you can't be everything to everybody. Acknowledge and work out, I guess, and you will know better than anybody what the triggers are for the person with dementia. So what sorts of things do they respond to? What sorts of things do they not respond to? And work through that. And don't actually be too hard on yourself or them, because acknowledging that some of the behaviours are behaviours that they've got no control over.
I hope this clicks to everyone listening now, because carers, as we said, are so important, but so selfless as well. And you need to not be selfish, but you do need to take a bit of time for yourself, don't you?
Absolutely. I think if you can't look after yourself, then you can't actually continue to be in that caring role. And so if your goal is to care for that person for as long as possible, potentially right through till they pass away, then you're going to have to look at it as a longer term strategy. You can't actually go a million miles an hour all the time in that, and acknowledge that you don't get it right all the time either.
You are the oracle. Words of wisdom as always, Tracy. Thank you for joining us on Grey Matters.
Thanks, Ben.